This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Teacher, what do you see?
Your husband's the worst president we've ever had.
Thank you.
You owe us gas money. You owe us gas money.
Well, I don't know how you're going to make it in this business if you can't take it.
Oh.
You got to be tough. Boo!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
For 187 minutes on January 6th, this man of unbridled destructive energy could not be moved.
He goes about 7'10" 5'9".
He jumped off the Empire State Building this one time and he only sprained his ankle.
Like an alligator, he can fully digest a turtle shell.
Cameras were anxiously and desperately waiting to carry his message to the armed and violent mob, savagely beating and killing law enforcement officers.
Yeah, that was just a lie.
Stuff like this makes people crazy. It makes me crazy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the toll-free number from anywhere is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Steve Bannon, former aide to President Trump and one of the architects of the 2016 victory and a Navy veteran, is convicted today of contempt, criminal contempt of Congress. Not unexpected. It was a jury in Washington, D.C. And in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. And more so than in most places, that statement is true in Washington, D.C., or as Brandon calls it, the District of Columbia. So, you know, a texter just pointed out when the jury acquitted Michael Sussman, the Clinton hack and the lawyer who lied to the FBI when he was trying to sell them the Russian collusion hoax, the jury said, oh, there are more important things than lying to the FBI. And, you know, he was lying to the FBI to try to frame a president of the United States for a crime he didn't commit. But that's nothing serious. Bannon, on the other hand, he committed a really serious offense. He told Congress to stuff it, kind of like Eric Holder did when he was the attorney general. But, oh, that's right, Eric Holder was a member of multiple protected classes, unlike Steve Bannon. Anyway, 844-500-4242.
Right now, in all 50 states in the District of Columbia.
Yeah, so the verdict was delivered in the District of Columbia. And pay no attention to the fact that yesterday all of the worthies at MSNBC, all the Democrat operatives with press passes, including Lawrence Stop the Hammering O'Donnell and Chris Hayes, tweeted out that Bannon had been found guilty. The case hadn't even gone to the jury, but they just tweeted it out that he was guilty. They, you know, we all knew he was going to be guilty, but again, the tradition is usually to wait until after the jury has returned to the courtroom after deliberating. 844-500-4242. I think the big story, though, today is what happened in New York last night, upstate New York, and there's more Democrat violence in New York, and a congressman named Lee Zeldin, who is the Republican nominee for governor of New York State, was attacked. A deranged Democrat attempted to kill him. He was drunk, apparently, with one of the, it looked like brass knuckles, only it had, only instead of for the knuckles, it had blades on it. He tried to attack the congressman as he was making a speech. He came up on stage and yelled, "You're done," and then tried to tried to cut his throat. And he was wrestled to the ground quickly and taken away. And the ironic thing was that Lee Zeldin had just been making a speech to this audience in this upstate community in Fairport, New York, about how the fact that there was so much crime in New York that everybody was leaving. And then he's attacked. And after he was this Democrat was wrestled to the ground and taken away by the cops, Lee Zeldin finished his speech and then tweeted out. He said, "I was just attacked," and they're going. He said something to the effect of, "He said that they're going to release this guy immediately," and that's exactly what they did. They let him go instantaneously. And, this happened. This guy attacked Lee Zeldin. This guy, his name is, David Jacobonis. He's 43. He's been looking for a job for 7 years, Does he sound like a Biden voter to you?
He hasn't been looking very hard.
Exactly. 844-500-4242. Check your story. No blades. I've seen the picture. It looks like blades to me. And no yelling. He said, "You're done. You're done." That's not yelling. Okay. Thanks for fact checking me.
I don't think he yelled, but somebody did yell, "He's got a knife."
Yeah.
He very quietly said, "You're done.
You're done. I mean, that's the important thing. He said, "You're done." That's a threat. By the way, it's a federal crime to threaten a congressman. But apparently it's only a federal crime to threaten a Democrat congressman, because no FBI agents arrived. The state judge, no doubt a Democrat, cut him loose immediately. He tried to kill a sitting congressman, possibly the next governor of New York, also Jewish. So this falls into the hate crime category. Lee Zeldin is Jewish. But they don't care. The Democrats don't care. This is Steve Bannon, who didn't do anything other than say, screw your kangaroo court. He will get more play tonight on the network newscasts than the attack on Lee Zeldin. And, sometimes they always say, "Oh, we don't have any video. So what can we do?" They got video of this. They got the whole thing. But they're not going to touch it because it might hurt Democrats. So Hochul, the accidental governor, she was the lieutenant governor under corrupt Cuomo. She's now the acting governor, Kathy Hochul. She sent out a press release hours before the event telling her thug supporters to RSVP. To the upcoming campaign stop. Hochul claimed that Zeldin, she called him Big Lie Lee Zeldin. Is that hate speech? Against a member of a protected class? I know he's a Republican, but technically. Hochul claimed Zeldin and his team would spread, quote-unquote, dangerous lies, misinformation, and his far-right agenda at these campaign events. Big Lie Lee and his entourage of extremists. Again, one of her people just tried to stab the guy, but Lee Zeldin is an extremist. Kick off the statewide MAGA Republican bus tour. I don't think they call it the MAGA Republican bus tour, which will make stops across the state peddling dangerous lies, misinformation, and his far-right agenda. Is he really far-right? He's he represents the Hamptons on Long Island. He represents he's one of the few Republicans in representing a wealthy congressional district. He will be joined by top anti-abortion advocates, NRA enthusiasts, and a cast of extremist groups. He, by the way, he's also a veteran. She urged her supporters to RSVP to hear about Zeldin's election integrity task force and his recent election fraud scandal, in which his campaign photocopied over 11,000, blah, 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 blah. You sent your supporters after him, someone tweeted back at her, and they came. And Andy Ngo, who covers Democrat violence, he's from Portland, Oregon, said, he tweeted out, Governor, you seem to suggest that there should have been vigilante violence by inaccurately describing that campaign event as being filled with far-right extremists. That is the same language and dog whistle used by Antifa thugs to urge their comrades to injure or kill targets. But he's only a Republican, so, you know, again, there's nothing to see here, folks. Move along. By the way, David Jacobonis, is his mother commented on his arrest?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes, of course he is. He's a Democrat. He's been unemployed for 7 years. He thinks Biden's a wonderful man, I'm sure. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment with foreign wars, spiraling inflation, attempted political assassinations, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? It's Jimmy Carter on steroids. And whenever the world looks this bleak, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. And by the way, Bitcoin is not digital gold. It's time for you to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Call 855-935-0483 to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's 855-935-0483. And the IRA experts at Gold Co. will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Gold Co. is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 855-935-0483. The experts at Gold Co. have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. Call 855-935-0483. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
The best thing about summer, the food. HelloFresh has all the summer flavors with their limited edition taste of summer recipes and market selections with over 55 weekly options. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie. 16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Lee Zeldin's attacker be charged with a federal crime?
Because attacking a congressman is a federal crime. Period. It is. And remember all the people like AOC who she wasn't even in the Capitol building, but someone knocked on her door. She heard people running through the halls and she said she still has PTSD. And everybody goes, oh, you're so brave. But the answer is no, he will not.
98% say no.
Why are we so cynical? Why are we so cynical? Let's listen to a little bit of Lee Zeldin describing the attack of the congressman now running for governor of New York.
Now, the way that I'm wired, when I see somebody wearing a hat that says that they're a veteran, my guard couldn't possibly be more dropped. But at the same exact time, I noticed he had a weapon in his hand. And it had two holes where he had two fingers through the holes. It had two sharp dagger-like edges on it. And he was telling me, you're done. And obviously, in that point, regardless of whatever's on your hat, this was not a normal situation, and there needed to be action taken. When he lifted up his hand and he was lunging for my throat area, the first thought was to grab onto his wrist and just to hold it, because there were so many people around that I would expect there to be help quickly. And that's what happened. And Allison was right in the middle of that fray. A bunch of other people came. They tackled this attacker right away.
Allison Esposito.
And within minutes, law enforcement was there. And I'm very grateful for the amount of people who were around who instinctively knew what to do. And
this would be the biggest story of the weekend, maybe the month, if it were a Democrat who'd been attacked by a Republican. But since it's vice versa, nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So I just want to make a comment about the stabber. I've seen, like, pictures of the weapon that he used.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-law has one of these. It's called a kitten keychain knife. It's like hard plastic. I don't even think it's real metal, but it's like, this is the best that this guy could do. I mean, I think it's a little ridiculous.
Taylor says that's not what it was.
This was a double-bladed push dagger. It appears some sort of like fantasy weapon that you'd order from a catalog.
Steve, I read that this is the kind of thing that's been outlawed in six different states. I mean, just like, you know, brass knuckles are outlawed most places. This is just a brass knuckle, only instead of knuckles, it was a blade, a shiv, wasn't it?
I'm just going off of what people have shared to me. So if that's the case, if it was something else, then I'm wrong. But when I saw that first, it's like, if he's using the cat weapon, it's like, it's a little ridiculous.
I don't know. I think I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't want anyone coming to my throat with that.
No, I've seen several angles of the video, very close, very clear. And he could have, you know, done some real damage to Zelda.
I mean, it's not like, if he hits you on your arm with that, I mean, okay, you know, you'd bleed and all that. But I mean, if he hits your throat, the carotid artery? I mean, carotid. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how to pronounce it. I dropped out of medical school, but it's you're done. You're done. Ralph, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, Captain. Just a couple of quick things. First of all, that Lee Zeldin dude, man, he's got a black belt in martial arts and stuff. He's really, really good. And the other thing is, Burlington, Vermont, they're actually considering refunding the police.
I wonder why, Ralph.
The Progressive Council is still deliberating on what to do. So I'm not sure. What are your thoughts? Come up and get some maple syrup, bruh.
I know. I got to get back up to Vermont. I haven't been to my great affiliate, WVMT, for a long time, and I got to get back up there. Thanks for reminding me, Ralph. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, that's definite about that knife. Let's not forget the box cutters took down airplanes and caused 9/11. So
right.
It doesn't matter the length of the blades, the termination of the wielder. Regarding this guy and Lee, stay strong. They're coming at you because you're making an effort and you're making a difference, just like in the petitions that you're sponsoring, Howie, or promoting. My comment regarding Steve Bannon is he's in good company, because I think about 80% of Americans have contempt for Congress as it sits right now. So, you know, it's like a.
You know what? That would have been a good poll question. Come to think of it, do you have contempt of Congress? I know I certainly do have contempt of Congress. Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for the call, Zebra. 844-500-4242. Brandon just appeared and from a secure location, and he spoke about how he's working hard to get the gas prices down. Not hard enough. Get them back to $2. Get them back to $1.80. Then I'll listen to you. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. There's a lot going on here today. And now it's time to check in with Grace for the news.
Hello, Howard. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, there's a lot of news today. As you mentioned in your opening, Lee Zeldin was attacked yesterday at an event. And he was talking about New York's lackluster crime or laws for criminals. And he was attacked, and then the guy was released right afterwards. So he was proven correct. And it's really just another thing to make you wonder why.
So you try to kill a sitting congressman, and you're released without bond. But if you're a bodega worker, illegal immigrant in Harlem, and you kill an ex-con jailbird thug trying to kill you.
I was going to say, I don't know what a bodega is, but I know what a bogota is.
Bogota. You get sent to Rikers Island, and the woke Soros district attorney of Manhattan puts a $500,000 bond on you. $500,000. I mean, I know the charges have now been dismissed, but...
It took long enough.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think... One minute at Rikers Island is bad news. This guy had to spend a couple of nights there. Jose Alba was his name. And they, by the way, they wouldn't let him set up a GoFundMe page.
Yeah.
But the family of the thug who tried to kill a black mother and her two kids in Minnesota, his family was allowed to set up a GoFundMe page, because he is, after all, an Ethiopian.
Yeah, and a lot of these criminals who are let out because of these, you know, bail reform laws or whatever you want to call it, a lot of these criminals, it's disturbing that, like you said, when you have a case of a man defending himself, he does not get the same kind of kid glove treatment as people who are attacking politicians. And if this were the other way around, you know, the conversation would be about how there's blood on the Republicans' hands. You know, what does this say about the Republican Party as a whole?
Some candidate for county commissioner in Utah would be asked to issue a statement denouncing the violent rhetoric that led to this existential threat to democracy.
Right.
And now we're just told, oh, he was just drunk. He was just drunk.
And
let him go.
A lot of this comes down to not just the leadership as far as, you know, the governor and other politicians, but it also has a lot to do with the district attorneys in these specific cities. And something I find disturbing, Howie, there's so much to this that is strange, but that in some places, these Soros-backed district attorneys are still being elected right now. They're still winning races.
Right.
So even though it seems so bad where you go, well, people are going to wake up to this.
In Maine, in Portland.
It happened in Portland. So then you look at certain places like San Francisco and you get a little glimmer of hope because you say, okay, they're recalling these district attorneys. And then you look at Portland and you go, oh, wait, but people are still getting elected.
Yeah, the good news is Portland's a lot smaller than San Francisco. So that may be another glimmer of hope. And I think they're going to get rid of Gascon in L.A., which is would be another big victory for law and order and for civilization. By the way, you know, Zeldin was talking about the crime.
Right.
There was an ambush of two police officers in Rochester, another big New York State city. And a police 29-year veteran was shot down in the line of duty, and his partner was also open. They were just patrolling, and this guy just came up and ambushed him. And the day before, on Wednesday, two people, a teenager and a man in his early 20s, were shot and killed in an abandoned building in Rochester. So that's three people killed in 2 days in Rochester. It's total, you know, Zeldin is right. It's totally out of control.
Yeah, and then Hochul puts out a tweet where she says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but she says something along the lines of, this has no place in New York. Well, clearly it does. If it's happening and then people are let out of prison immediately, clearly there's plenty of room for it in New York. Otherwise, it wouldn't be happening over and over and over again. And what you just pointed out and what David Marcus pointed out on my show is, if it can happen to a sitting member of Congress, if it can happen to someone in that kind of position, what hope do the regular New Yorkers have that they're going to be protected in any way, shape, or form?
Right. I mean, obviously, as you can see from the case of the bodega in Harlem, or in the case of Lee Zeldin, the criminals are more protected than the citizens, than the law-abiding, tax-paying citizens.
Yeah, yeah, it's really a lot.
And here's another thing from New York. As long as we're talking about New York, Mayor Eric Adams. You know, now his city, in addition to Washington, D.C., is being deluged with these indigent third world drifters coming into the city and demanding to be taken care of, to be housed, clothed, fed. And he is he's denouncing the Republican governors of Texas and Arizona as cowards and said they should not be sending migrants to New York City. Well, why aren't you complaining to your president, Dementia Joe Biden, about this, Mayor Adams? He's the one who's sending these criminals to New York City.
Yeah, and I thought the planes that were coming into New York, that was, you know, no big deal. I thought that Miranda Devine and people at the New York Post were making too big of a deal out of all of those reports of planes coming in at 2 a.m. and dropping off illegal aliens. But now he's upset by it because it's draining their resources.
Yeah. And, gee, I thought, you know, when Mayor Adams, didn't the former Republican president, George W. Bush, say they were just coming to America to do the jobs Americans didn't want to do? I guess they're not doing any jobs. They just want to go on welfare and get some free everything.
Howie, would you like an update on Karen Carter Peterson?
Yes, I would, as a matter of fact. Black Lives Matter's only endorsed candidate in this election cycle?
She's been charged with wire fraud.
Where is she from?
She's from Louisiana.
Yes, she just resigned from the Louisiana State Senate because she wants to deal with her recovery from gambling.
She cited
addiction.
Her mental health and gambling addiction. However, Peterson was charged this month in federal court with one count of wire fraud for using campaign and party monies on personal expenses.
She's been indicted by a federal grand jury, and she says it's part of her recovery. You know, Grace, where I come from, if you were indicted, you always said an indictment is always a disappointment. Now in a new woke America, it's part of your recovery. I hope Hunter Biden will look at it that way, too, if the stories pan out.
I'm glad you brought up Hunter Biden because I'm getting kind of mixed signals here on what's going to happen. Some people think they're going to give him this huge plea deal and he's going to be able to skate on everything because it's going to kind of cover all the charges at once and he'll be able to, you know, basically have a cop out. And then other people are saying that something big's going to come down. What do you think?
I don't think anything's going to happen to him. I mean, again, let's...
That's Michael, so disappointing,
Michael Sussman,
though.
Steve Bannon, Jose Alba, David Jacobonis. I mean, he falls into the category of nothing's going to happen to him. He's a Democrat. He's an ultimate protected guy.
It's just so sickening. Like most of the time, I laugh at it when this stuff happens. But with the case of Hunter Biden, the stuff we've seen, the amount of corruption, the amount of money this guy has made over the last couple of years, and nothing's going to happen to him.
Now his marriage is on the rocks.
I saw
that. I like that. You know, the New York Post had a great headline: "His marriage is on the rocks." You get it, the play on words, rock.
His
crack cocaine comes in a rock.
Ha, 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 ha.
His wife has cabin fever because they've been cooped up for too long trying to stay away from the paparazzi. I read that story. It was a nice little bit of tabloid fodder. By the way, Howie, Fauci's retirement pension will pay him more than Biden's annual salary. A nonprofit transparency group is estimating that the first year of Dr. Fauci's pension will amount to over $400,000 on top of the annual salary, and top the annual salary that the president brings in.
$400,000 pension after he's never had a private sector job?
Yes, sir. $414,000 to be exact.
Boy, the taxpayers of the United States are really grateful for his
service,
his years of service. This is what's called doing well by doing good.
Yes. And lastly, I'm sure you saw this, Howie, but Paul Krugman is singing the blues. He was wrong. He was wrong, and he's admitting it in the New York Times. He has a piece out about why he was wrong about inflation. To me, Howie, it kind of read like 10 paragraphs of excuses and, oh, how could I have known? And then at the end, he gives a little, this has been a lesson in humility for me.
I know it sounds lame to say that team inflation, meaning Larry Summers and those guys who said this was a disaster to spend all this money on welfare, was right for the wrong reasons. But it's also arguably true. Arguably true means not, arguably means it's not true. Really. And if you say, I know it sounds lame, guess what? It is lame.
Yeah. That's your first hint. You're about to do something lame.
Do you know what he said? You know what else he said? This is a classic, too. This is typical. The situation with inflation, you know what it was?
It was evolving.
It was complicated.
It was complicated.
It's either complicated.
Oh, Paul, let's get the violin for you, Paul. Doesn't that stink?
Some warned that the package, this is the Biden welfare plan for all of his pals in the Democrat Party, would be dangerously inflationary. Others were fairly relaxed. I was on team relaxed. As it turned out, of course, that was a very bad call. The more interesting,
you don't say.
The more interesting though, there were these apologies from 8 New York Times columnists about mistakes they made. The more interesting one, I thought, it hasn't gotten as much play, is a guy named Brett Stevens.
Oh yeah.
I was wrong about Trump voters. That's the headline on that one. And, you know, he kind of flatters himself by saying that I probably did more to help than hinder Trump's candidacy. Telling voters they are moral ignoramuses is a bad way of getting them to change their minds. But, Brett, that may be true, but the fact is nobody who's a deplorable reads your crap.
Yeah, you're giving yourself a little too,
way
much,
too much credit.
But I
will say there's one thing that's very interesting in here that he says. He mentions that the pushing the Trump collusion, the Russian collusion. To this day, again, this is the first time you've ever heard this in the New York Times, an admission of this nature. To this day, precious few anti-Trumpers have been honest with themselves about the elaborate hoax. He called it a hoax, Grace. There's just no other word for it. That was the Steele dossier and all the bogus allegations, credulously parroted in the mainstream media that flowed from it.
Well,
your newspaper, Brett, got a Pulitzer Prize for this elaborate hoax. There's just no other word for it.
Your soon-to-be ex-newspaper. I don't know how much longer he'll be welcome in the halls of the New York Times.
Yeah, it's one thing to be wrong on inflation, but to admit that your paper...
That's...
ginned up a hoax,
and
an
that's
elaborate
their,
hoax.
That's their religion, so you know what I call that? That's blasphemy right there.
Yes, it is. He's heretic.
Yes. All right, Howie, that's it for me. I'll be back at 5:30 with Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Okay, I'm going to talk about HelloFresh here. And
I love HelloFresh.
The best thing about summer, the food. There's nothing better than a summer meal, and luckily HelloFresh is bringing all my favorite summer flavors right to my door in limited edition taste of summer recipes and market selections. Wholesome, fresh ingredients are my number one priority, and I know I'll always get that with HelloFresh because their ingredients travel from the farm to my door in less than a week.
Yeah, it really is farm to table, and it's delicious. And the best part is you get a specific amount of ingredients, Howie. It's perfectly measured out for each meal.
This is a recipe.
Yeah, golden, so you don't waste anything.
Golden chicken schnitzel. They
yeah.
tell you how to do everything.
And the sides are always awesome. The potato wedges.
They got wedges on this one.
Broccoli. I mean, everything is so yummy. And you can mix it up all the time, so you don't end up buying a bunch of stuff and having to eat it for 5 days in a row.
And you have 55 options to choose from. It's really great. Kicking back is in the cards with pre-portioned ingredients and foolproof recipes that make cooking a breeze. My summer plans are constantly changing, and HelloFresh can keep up. I can skip weeks when I need to or change my address to my place on the Cape to have my meals sent right to my vacation spot, all directly from the app. It's so simple to get everything delivered. You don't have to go to the supermarket. And again, there's no waste because they just send you enough of everything. And it's always good. You can take a chance on a recipe you'd never try on your own because HelloFresh will get everything to you that you need to make it perfect. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarshow.com. Howie Carr is back.
Krugman didn't get into this as much in his mea culpa column in the New York Times, but he predicted that after Trump's election in 2016, there would be a stock market crash. And then he predicted after Biden's selection in 2020 that there would be a stock market boom. So he got it exactly.
Very fakeness.
The opposite. Other than that, it was complicated, though, as he would like to say. And arguably, he could have been right, which means he couldn't be right. 844-500-4242. So, Taylor, it is a Mike Kitty thing?
Yeah, mea culpa. It is a Mike Kitty thing. New York Post has a very clear picture of people at the event holding the weapon, and it is a very hard plastic Mike Kitty keychain self-defense weapon.
It looks pretty sharp to me, though.
It's sharp.
And I don't want to go into my throat.
Yeah. It's meant to ward off attackers and kind of incapacitate them for a couple of moments so you can make your getaway.
Right. And as we all know, you can be killed with anything. I mean, look at that girl who was killed by a pepper spray ball that was fired into the air. It went into her eye during a World Series celebration and the few years back in Kenmore Square in Boston. 844-500-4242. 917 says Bannon convicted for contempt of Congress. Mrs. Clinton skates on contempt of the public. Yeah, she erased 30,000 emails that had been subpoenaed by Congress, right? 30,000 emails. She just erased them. Nothing happened to her. Bannon gives the middle finger to Congress, and they're going to try to want to put him in prison. I don't think they'll succeed, but we have a dual system of justice. And so half the country has absolutely no respect for the rule of law. And the Democrat half of the country, they just laugh because they know nothing will happen to them. No one has any respect for law. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Howie.
Go ahead.
Oh, hello. Yes, a thought came across my head the other day. I'm concerned that if a Supreme Court justice was to meet his end in a dubious situation.
You mean like the guy who tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh?
Yes. So the Democrats would get to choose the replacement because I don't think there's anything in there that says they have to replace him with another conservative.
Correct. Correct.
So we'd be screwed because I don't think the Democrats really want to play by the rules. So
no.
Situations can be made to look like an accident when they're not really an accident.
No, I know. Obviously. Yeah, that's the problem. And that's why finally, after letting Ruth Sentis, the group that was sending these Democrat assassins to the homes of Republican Supreme Court justices, they were finally deplatformed, but they let him get away with it for a long time, and Brett Kavanaugh was almost harmed. I'm Howie Carr.